Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 14th of November, and partly cloudy morning of 27 degrees Celsius here in Auroville. Forecast for today says a thunderstorm in spot this morning, otherwise partly sunny and partly cloudy with a brief shower or two over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 24 to half 30 with heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 10 km per hour with occasional gusts of 19 km per hour. And this week we can expect similar weather than today, so partly cloudy and some thunderstorms. And in total, in 2016 we have 543 millimeters rainfall. In October 36.6 millimeters, which is really low. And in November, until today, we had 10.9 millimeters. Average for the winter monsoon would be 844.2 millimeters. But insofar we reach only 47.5 millimeters of rainfall, measured in Our Green by Charlie. Moon will be totally full at 7:22 p.m. in Taurus. Like last month, it will be another supermoon, which is when it's closest to Earth and appears larger. This one is the largest since 1948. And considering that it's also in Taurus, a sign that the moon is exalted in, this full moon is a special one. And considering how very close to the Earth this lunation is going to be, it's safe to say that this full moon will be pulling on everyone's emotions. This Taurus full moon is a great time to balance these grounding forces. Are you dealing with too much drama? Should you resolve to find a more stable atmosphere? Or do you need more passion and intensity in your life to prevent mental and emotional atrophy? Taurus is a chill sign and we all need to take a chill throat here. Enjoyment of the good things in life isn't just self-indulging. It's about making the spiritual life tangible, as there's no distinction between the physical and the spiritual to Taurus. So tonight, if it's not gonna rain, the moon rising is gonna be spectacular, because the moon is gonna be closer to the Earth for 13% and it's gonna appear bigger. Otherwise, create our world together. It's a collaborative space to move together from a relative stagnant system to a culture that unleash our creative energy. It is a springboard for the future and let our world build us. It is a space to respond with discernment, respect and in a spirit of collaboration instead of reacting to issues based on likes and dislikes. And we are invited tomorrow between 3:30 to 6:30 at Unity Pavilion. And the city we forgot. Auroville is a dream for all humanity. It does not look like other cities, has different priorities. It was designed to change us and change life. How did the city happen and why does it wait to be realized? An exploration with Anno. And the second part would be about the city we didn't forget. Reflections, subjective and objective and practical in ways the city is pushing to manifest itself despite us. With Tim, Judith, Helmut, Tuan and you. Tomorrow's one is gonna be first of exploration of CAT, Create Auroville Together. And from Auroville Council comes note on the new entry process, a lot to improve and to fine-tune. Auroville Council is monitoring the process of implementing the new entry policy. The last week showed them that there is a lot to improve and to fine-tune to make the new policy work in the spirit it was written and was anticipated. Therefore, a new task group, focusing especially on larger implication of the policy and finding solutions, was formed with the members of the working committee, Mandakini and Ranjit, and members of the council, Elisa, Sandira and Sander. This group will work closely with the already existing entry subgroup, who is focusing on the day-to-day implementation related topics. So their immediate steps are to pause with the welcome talk till certain things are in place. The entry task group and the entry secretariat will work closely together to get clarification on each step of the process. While this is going on, we should keep in mind that this is being done in the spirit of bringing about a much needed change, which is never an easy task. They're working hard on doing things in a responsible way and request us to please trust them during this challenging phase of shifting attitudes that govern our guidelines and organization. And they're also telling us that until 28th of November we have a time to comment on the process on the AVNet. Otherwise, Ganga Yatra team is saying that a group of students and facilitators from Auroville undertook an adventurous journey, a river trail Ganga Yatra, as part of an experimental learning course, so they would love to share their experience at large with the community today, 14th of November at 5 p.m. at SAI Conference Hall. On Saturday, 19th of November at 8 p.m. at Cherubino Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion, India, Bharat Nivas presents Odyssey Dance Performance by Sangeeta Dash and her students, Srishti, the creation of Sangeeta Dash. On Sunday, 20th of November, we are invited to a Taiwanese culture event at Tibetan Pavilion at between 3 to 5 p.m. They will introduce the beauty, nature, spirituality and ecology of Taiwan. There is also the Taiwanese and India Seashell project done by Deepanam students, well as Taiwanese coloring activities for the children. It's a fundraising event for the Taiwanese Pavilion. And by the way, financial service account is 251209. And the event will be followed by a Taiwanese refreshment. On 10th of November, Tamari celebrated 10 years of working towards impacting better health, education and leadership directly in Eden Javadi village and supporting that in other villages around Orville. They dream about a future that fosters well-being, fullest potential and equal opportunity for all through a network of informal education facilities, health and healing programs that are platforms for empowerment and change. Along with teachers, children create a film which you can see on YouTube, and you can also support them because they need support to sustain and scale their work. You can contact them on tamara@orville.org and financial service account is 251633. From Upasana comes an invitation for today, and they are saying that the 14th November is a special full moon, a super moon, so they are celebrating this space with chanting and hue humming on today between 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen the Mother Tara's Darshan 1965 to 1973, consisting of 106 photographs of the mother selected by her photographer Sudha Sundaram. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, within Internet Tech Series, today at 8 p.m. we can see Lo and Behold, Reveries of the Connected World, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Werner Herzog. Tomorrow they will screen Ex Machina, made in UK in 2015 and directed by Alice Garland. On the Wonder we can see documentary Zero Day, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Alex Gibney. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read: with your thought, give your thoughts. With your heart, give your feelings. With your body, give your work. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.